The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This could all go horribly wrong at any minute.
And the rubber chicken says... if I was told a major hurricane was headed toward my henhouse, I'd beat feet out of there. But what do I know? I'm just a rubber chicken. Yes, you are, and a very wise one to get the hell out of there. A lot of those people just stayed, and I don't fucking... I know you don't. Oh, yes, okay, we can discuss this another time. It's a much longer discussion, and we will talk then, but I've got to get on with Rantcast 101, entitled Between the Rock and a Hard Place, From an Asteroid to Ian. Huh? That's a snappy little title for a snappy fucking week, wasn't it? Ooh, boy. First we start with the asteroid, the teeny tiny asteroid. We whack that out, and then all of a sudden we learn that the only thing that will distract us at all from any kind of discussion of the amount of bullshit we go through on a daily level, be it whatever it's the court cases are, whatever the Republicans and Democrats are screaming about, whatever it is that the constant buzz of television, which the repetition of the same news thing, the same news cycle over and over and over again, what we apparently need in order to break out of that is a major catastrophe. God damn those TVs. They couldn't get the cameras down there fast enough. They couldn't put idiots out into the streets yelling about it enough. And now, boy, it's like a massive amounts. Today was even, there's more actually in-depth reporting when it comes to a catastrophe than when it comes to the shit we have to deal with on a daily basis, okay? And then they're yelling about, I fucking don't get it. It's horrifying what's happening down in Florida. And now we're going to, but there'll be no discussion of whether these people should leave or not. It's fine. We're just going to build. I heard the guy say today, we're just going to build the houses. You know, we're going to rebuild them. A lot of these places, what they need to be is they need to be 7 feet high off the thing. And then we build them out of a certain thing that'll be, I just fucking watched what happened there. What are you going to build them out of, huh? You know, but why don't you say everybody has to live underground, okay? And then put concrete over it. Big tons of concrete, like about 35, 40 foot, or 7 feet, 7 feet of concrete, whatever the fuck it takes. But it's, you know, and then good luck with the, insurance companies, six have gone bankrupt. And this is the kind of exacting information I know you were turned on and you went, God, let's listen to Lewis discuss fucking hurricane shit. Well, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. What I'm going to talk about is that there's a lot of plaid on television. It seems to be a men's fashion thing. And a lot of people never turn to me for fashion advice. I've never been on a top 10 list, even though I think that I deserve to be, just for trying. There should be a, hey, he tried hard to wear nice clothes. And just because he didn't wear them well, that's why he didn't make the list. So we're putting him on he tried list. And so, but what I did notice is there is a ton of plaid being worn, and I don't quite understand it. And so my feeling is that what the reason that there's a lot of plaid now is because it's kind of a, it's more manly, because it's it kind of it echoes the flannel shirt, so that they still have that sense of being out there and chopping wood and shit, but, you know, they're wearing a tie and talking about football. And it's unbelievable. It's everywhere. You'll be noticing it now, and you'll be irritated just as I am. Or maybe you like plaid. I've never understood plaid. You will be noticing over the next couple of months as I do the, you see in the rantcasts that I've been doing, and when I'm on the stage, I have one jacket that is plaidy, as I like to call it, very plaidy. And I got it before I realized that I was just a part of a group of people who were, and I'm not trying to look, I've never worn a lot of flannel, I look like an idiot in it. I won't even go into what I was thinking. Well, you know what, I actually wear at times, lighter colors in order to kind of accent just how male I am, and that's something I'll let you think about. If you're driving along or just jogging, listening to this, or maybe getting ready for sleep, because I bet the last person you expected to hear talk about clothes was Lewis Black. And that's the, I'm going to wrap that one up and we'll move on to some other things. Yes, siree, Bob, and a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I would say that to my mother. I called her today and she literally dismissed it within 10 seconds, and we moved right on. She is not a believer in Mother's Day. She thinks it's bullshit. She has believed this for quite a long time. She has told me it many times, even when much younger than she is now, way, way much younger. You know, I don't need this Mother's Day crap. We don't need to go to have a meal. We don't need to do that. There are too many people there. And to her, Mother's Day is, every day is Mother's Day, which, you're a child of someone who believes every day is Mother's Day, it's exhausting. It's completely exhausting. Could be crippling to many, but certainly exhausting. I want to wish you all, moms out there, and especially over the past 2 years, what you've had to go through is beyond belief. I hope you have a good one, and that I hope it was a good one, and that the kids behaved themselves and acted like human beings, because a lot of them can act like, and I won't even go in. I won't even say it. I won't even say it. It's been another, ridiculous week as we continue to marvel at our ability to really continue to put pressure on ourselves and our lives. We are relentless in this. The news media makes absolutely sure of it as they continue discussions that just of what ifs. What if? What if the asteroid that's 12 billion miles from here hits the Earth? What will it mean to us? Let's go to Booty Batatas in Cairo. Are you shitting me? Every fucking station now has got to go. We don't have a new. There's just no real sense of something happening immediately unless it's in the Ukraine. But everything else is what it means. What does this mean? It becomes the only way in which they seem to be able to maintain some form of fucking audience in terms of news is to continue to just rattle our cage. you know, and to basically, you know, run it in terms of the fact that there is danger out there. Danger is coming. We don't know. It'll come from either side. You really keep your head, you know, keep alert. Please watch out. We don't really know which way we're going to go, but you better be ready for both ways. Who the fuck wants to live like that? Just try to find some fucking facts. Why don't you do that on a daily basis? And how many times have I got to repeat that? And then, of course, they've always said, and it's probably true, if you had any kind of news media that just gave us facts, nobody paid attention anyway. And then, of course, I just read something about some group that is just the next group of, I literally just came across it. And once I read about them, I didn't sit there and hold on to it and read it to you. But there's a new group that apparently is, you know, they are the most. You know, they're the most centrist of all of them. And it turns out, so then somebody does an analysis of that, who is also someone who says in terms of, well, I might be working for this other group. So there, the person who's analyzing isn't even an objective person, and saying that they're not as, these people aren't as objective as they are. I still will say this again. I think that the weak is at least gives you a shot at it. By picking and taking out this side and that side from, you know, what are essentially at one time, who knows if they are any more reputable news sources. And that's the little nugget I'm passing on today. We went through the Dave Chappelle thing, and that was another real good crossing of the Rubicon into fucking nonsense. Huh? Yes, sir, Bob, that's it. That really needed, you know, once again, you know, where was, how is there no security? There no security paying attention? No one? You know, that's the front row is that's the easiest part. Okay? That's the easiest fucking part. You have somebody there, especially for someone of Chappelle's stature, for Christ's sake, and celebrity. You have people standing there fucking are paying attention. Nobody? So this guy who literally is, has some sort of apparently mental issues. Someone with mental issues can get by. Huh? The person who is hired to stop the person who has the mental issues. What does he need to wear this silver foil on his fucking head? So, and the thing that I realized watching that and in terms of what was happening with them, you know, what happened with, Chris Rock. I've said this time and again, and even as it's kind of shrunk even more, I, on the list of celebrities, I am very low on that totem pole, okay? Really, literally, there are some cartoon characters who have certainly, and a lot of them have more celebrity than I do, and it's not something I've ever really been jealous of, because it's enough celebrity that it's fun. It's been really great, because you go into a place, there are just enough people around in any town who kind of know who you are, and wave, and may have you have a short chat with. And it gives you a freedom that, you know people like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck or Dave Chappelle or the folks, who really have in that Ryan Reynolds, they're right in your face, 24, that those celebrities really kind of have to deal with, sometimes a level of madness of being, I don't. Nobody, there's hardly anyone comes up. The only time it really is, where it really has been bothersome, and during this pandemic, what they call TBQ went probably down, is probably actually gone down and will come back the other way as a negative TBQ, but it's still no one, as a result, I believe, is going to attack me. It takes someone who's apparently mentally ill on a different level. I mean, they've got to be getting transmissions from outer space, or believe that they are, to kind of come at me. Okay, because anyone who does realizes, you attack Lewis Black, what you're going to end up on page five, if you're lucky. After something to the effect of the local water commission met on sewage problems, that'll be the first three quarters of page five. And then at the bottom, it'll say comic whose name we can't remember attacked by, and then they'll name the person who attacked me, and they were and carrying an unloaded gun, probably. No, probably that actually will probably be the headline. You know, the type of gun that was being carried. And I'd say the type of gun, but I don't really, I don't know types of guns, because that's not something I ever studied, okay? So that would be the headline. This is the type of gun used to attack the comic whose name that we don't know. And they would have bought bullets for the gun, but even the person who was attacking the comic didn't know the name of the gun. Huh? How about that? You can see outside the magnificent countryside. And let me just point out before I get to Riverside, before I forget, we have been traveling for about 3 hours, and it's brown. The whole fucking state that we're driving, the part of the state that we're driving, it is fucking brown. Not anything else but brown. There's some green in these trees that you can see, but basically the rest of it, browner than brown. Like, hey, a brush fire could occur at any fucking second. I don't know what you do about this. I don't know how people live like this. But it is really, you know. And then meanwhile, back east, where normally I would be at this time of year, and it's kind of a lucky break because it's rainy, windy, shitty, but the leaves are changing color, and it's kind of a nice time to see those leaves change color. Here, you will see no leaves. You will see green and brown. Okay, that is what you get to see. And then some ramshackle things that they've got set up that I don't quite understand. And the rubber chicken says... Oh, everyone in the Western world wants Putin out of office. So can someone explain to me why you can't say it out loud, huh? Because what do I know? I'm just a rubber chicken. Well, you're absolutely right. I don't know why people can't say it out loud, but we don't have time to talk to about that because we're on to Rantcast 75, I think.
Six.
Ha ha! Boy, oh boy, we're moving much faster than I thought we would. We're at Rantcast 76, entitled Spring, It's Time to Fucking Focus. Okay? Get it together, Spring. I'm sick of this bullshit. It's spring. Okay, it's not supposed to be the fucking 35 tomorrow, whatever it is going to be. I'm just tired of it. Okay, and I'm tired of this nonsense. Oh, he's not supposed to say that, like the rubber chickens, you're not supposed to say that that we want a Putin out of... Everybody wants. Anybody with a half a brain, the reason that the whole thing is occurring is because Putin has basically lost his mind. Okay? And but they said... from what I could gather, that the reason you're not supposed to say that is because the people of Russia, who've been given no fucking information, as far as I can tell, who are living in a basically kind of an alternative reality, will be upset if the other countries of the world want to get rid of their leader. But what they've got no. Why wouldn't they be upset? They're living. They think that their leader is telling him the truth, okay? Well, the only way that you can stop the leader from not telling the truth is to get the leader out of office. But what do I know? I'm just a human being. There's a little reference back to the chicken. Okay, look, I don't have a lot of time here. I'm kind of exhausted. We stopped today. We were in Philly. I have not been in years directly to Pat's steaks there, the cheese steaks, right across from Gino's, the epic battle that is occurring there, and they were out in force today. Those who wanted Gino's version of the cheesesteak, those who wanted Pat's, and I had nearly a whole one, and I've not recovered, and I don't think I will. It is literally like taking a like Prozac or something, whatever it is that just knocks you the fuck out. It was great. It was just fucking great. But I've not been the same since. I'm not functioning. My system is not functioning. Things have slowed down in a different time frame. And there's a game I've got to get ready for. St. Peter's is playing UNC. I realized too today that I can't yell about the other teams that I root for, since I do have UNC, which generally has a tendency to win. And so that's what I've been given. And I should see that as a blessing, especially here on a Sunday. And yet it's tough. I didn't expect them to get this far. And I realized they've gotten this far because I've not put the kind of energy I normally have. I've not put the hope and my hopes and dreams into it. I've kind of thought, wow, this isn't going to happen. And the more I think that it's not going to happen, it does happen. So it's very difficult for me to step back. I was kind of really stepping back, especially in this one, because you kind of go, St. Peter's, I mean, that's an extraordinary story. This is like an unbelievable moment in sports history. It apparently is the only thing that is giving America hope at this point. Much like during the Depression, I think it was Seabiscuit or some fucking horse that rallied Americans. And now, in the midst of madness, St. Peter's is doing it, and rightfully so. It's a tremendous to watch them play basketball and win the games. But now they're playing my team, and it's tough. But it's a win-win, really, for me. But since we would go on to play Duke, there's that part of me that gnaws at me that it would be important to go play Duke, for UNC to play Duke. But then I would be terribly invested in the game, massively invested in the game, to the point of a kind of an illness that I've carried from the moment that I walked onto the campus of the University of North Carolina, bringing absolutely no animosity to Duke University. And within 24 hours, a hate arose. Okay? If you wonder how nation states lose their minds, that's how. I go to the University of North Carolina. Duke is 8 miles away. I had nothing. I had friends there. And then within one day, fuck them. I'm yelling, fuck Duke, fuck Duke. Okay? That's how this kind of happens. And it's hard for me, to let go of that. And I know that if they go to play Duke and they win this game and they play Duke, I'm screwed. I'm screwed because I will be up to here with, like, I'll be insane. And I think that will make it hard for them to win, because that's how psychotic I am. Otherwise, it's just been another great week. The Ukraine is, needs the weaponry. We're going to just continue to give them words, and words don't do anything except, though they don't do anything at this point. The Ukrainians, I think, know that the Western world and most of the world, the Ukraine realizes is on their side, they keep asking for more and more weaponry, and I don't blame them. And we really can't do much more than that. And apparently, that's as far as we can go. I do think that we should be able to give them what they want. And I don't see what the problem is. Okay, they're saying. I watched again this morning. Well, they don't have the pilots. They say they have the pilots. Well, if they think they got the pilots, fine. And even if they don't think that, what is it? Who knows better than them? Huh? How do we know? But I'm saying I don't know. We'll see what happens this week. And then we had these confirmation hearings of Ketanji Brown Jackson, and they were really once again showing a kind of civility that we Americans are known for. Even Ben Sasse, I don't know, it's S-A-S-S-E, came out and said, called it jackassery on the part of many of his folks. They said, of course, that the Republicans who were being obnoxious, and let us, we know who they are. I'm not going to go through the list again, okay? Who were really being off the charts, that there is some sort of a heavily, heavily far left-wing conspiracy that's pushing her. She went to Harvard, okay? Harvard, not some secret cabal, okay? It's Harvard. Son of a bitch, all right? It's called where you go. It's the leadership place. You could yell about that, assholes, tell me you're going to yell about this other thing. Oh, boy, that far left. No. Stop it already, okay? It's just ludicrous. So they're coming down on her from all angles because Brett Kavanaugh, you know, boy, that was just a terrible, that was awful. So what we're going to do is we're going to be awful. Stop it already, okay? Both sides, stop it. Just be civil. Just ask civil questions. No need to act like assholes. That's your job, all right? Read Robert's Rules of Order, then read fucking Emily Post, then find an etiquette book, you fucking idiots. Okay? Now that they've done this, the Democrats the next go around will then again act like assholes. It's just a continuous, you know, fucking big one big thing after one asshole after another after another after another. It's assholery or jackassery. It just continues. It's a continuous chain of it. I tried to find a word there that would work. I didn't. It's obvious to, I think, everyone there that is watching right now that I didn't. But I think you know exactly what I'm getting at. It can't continue, okay? They should have to sign something. You get elected to an office, and you act like a civil fucking human being. That's the least you can do. The rest of us can lose our fucking minds if we want to, okay? That's our right. But we don't do it toward each other, okay? We don't do that. It's beyond disturbing. Especially when there's an important basketball game that's on, and that's where we're allowed to yell all the shit and get it off our chest. That's where you do it. That's why we have sports. And that's what I got for you today. Here in beautiful, look at the trucks that are there. And they're going to be fixing some things here. It's going to be quite exciting. The infrastructure bill has been passed, and all of this will be, you won't even hear these bumps the next time I'm back, because we're doing what's got to be done. So it's good to see the green still, and the leaves will be falling. We'll be talking about fall next week, and fuck fall. But love you. Take care. And the rubber chicken says... Boy, when I signed up to work with you, I didn't expect to be doing all this traveling. I just may go on strike. But I don't know if I can, because I'm just a rubber chicken. Well, you can strike if you want to. I mean, I understand that. But not today, because we got to get on with Rantcast 69, entitled Fuck the Cold. I'm done with it, okay? Seriously done with it. Son of a bitch. And there's still more of this fucking February going on, isn't there? And then it'll be March. Is it going to get warmer? We don't know. We have no idea. We have no clue. There could be another bomb cyclone, or a cyclone bomb, or whatever the fuck they want to call it. And stop naming snowstorms after fucking... Don't give them names, okay? Bullshit. Hurricanes get names. It's a snowstorm, asshole. And how much does it have to be before it gets a name? What, huh? Where are those rules? And how come nobody told us about them? And how come it just happens? What's this one, the last one called Kevin or Keith or Karma? What is it? Karma, pretty good, eh? Well, fuck it. Unbelievable. I was lucky I wasn't in New York. I don't know what I would have lost my goddamn grip. It's just been here. It's frosty. And then today, I've been lucky enough that it's going to be like in the 60s. And I'm moving to an undisclosed location. And I'm not going to tell you where it is, okay? Because otherwise, the rubber chicken might try to escape. So I can't be talking. I've just got to keep it. But I can't allow him to have any sense of where we are, all right? Shut the fuck up, okie doke. So what I'm going to do now is when we started, what the fuck kind of English is that? When we were... in Salina, and just began getting in the first rants. There were three in particular that I wanted to read, and didn't work into the mix. And I thought I'd add them in today, and we'll start with those, and then we'll roll into the rants that we have from Williamsport. But these they kind of work in their own fashion. I think you'll see why. This is from Maura. Hi, Lou, love you, but love your mom more. I can understand that. I'm a teacher, and I'm so fucking sick of people who aren't teachers thinking they know how to do our jobs. Fuck banning books in Texas. Fuck Glenn Youngkin and his tattletale hotline in Virginia. Fuck the Indiana legislature for suggesting that parents make up the majority on a committee to decide school curriculum. I'm tired. Teachers are fucking tired. Did you know we are in a pandemic too? I'm constantly playing a game of Frogger, avoiding co-workers and teachers who have the virus. I wear a mask 8+ hours a day while speaking to kids all day. And other people can't wear it for 20 minutes at the grocery store? Spare me. I spit into a tube multiple times a week getting tested just so I don't have a panic attack that the tickle in my throat is possibly COVID. And I don't have to call in sick. Not that we have substitute teachers these days anyway. I am tired. Teachers are tired. Wow, that was good, Maura. And there'll be more, I'm sure. You know, there's a critical race theory. That's kind of what Glenn Youngkin is talking about. It's the Tattletale Hotline, for those of you who don't know. The Virginians, for those who were discussing racism in their classrooms. You know, that at times the country was racist, and if that occurs, that the good people of Virginia should call in, Russia. All right. Well, I don't blame you, Maura. And boy, I get that tickle in the throat. I get them multiple times. I'm rabid testing my rapid test. Thank you for that. Here's one that just really, I think needed to be put together. This is from Jack Englum. Thank you for the public service you provide, giving people an outlet to vent their frustrations in a healthy way. I would like to do my own little public service here. Many of us remember the horrific riot of clowns at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. It was fucking appalling to see what those middle-aged, grievance-stricken, motherfucking assholes did because they didn't have enough intelligence to realize their dear cult leader was fucking lying to them. He lost. He lost and can't accept it. It's that simple. Anyway, I remember how upset some of the intelligentsia were to see a Confederate battle flag being waved around the halls of the Capitol. I was too. But there's something that should make people more upset. Did you know there's a statue of Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy, sitting in the Capitol? Because he was elected by the people of Mississippi to the Senate before the war. What the actual fuck? He's right there in Statuary Hall, staring across the room at Rosa Parks, a modest stroll outside the doors of the House of Representatives. It gets better. The vice president of the Confederacy, Alexander H. Stevens, is a few steps away. Really? Fucking really? Did we the people put these up to make the losers of the Civil War feel better? Assuage, I love saying that, their hurt feelings? Fuck that. It really pisses me off. What other place in the world lets the losers celebrate in the home of the winners? Fuck. Are we celebrating the losers now? The U.S. Capitol is a beautiful building. Walk through that dome and it's hard not to feel something. Even if you're as charred and cynical as me, but personally, I feel like the space is trashed up with the statue after statue of many fucknuts no one cares about anymore. Marquette, armed with his crucifix and rosary, celebrated as the discoverer of the Mississippi River. Anyone share that with all the Native Americans who've been using the river, I don't know, forever? What the fuck is Thomas Edison doing there? He's got his own fucking museum, I'm sure. Martin Luther King, he didn't even earn a full body statue. He's a bust next to a T-Rex size Eisenhower. This is all fuck bullshit. Who cares about this anyway? I don't or shouldn't. Who does care? I guess it's the same kind of ego-bruised assholes who support the Capitol rioters in the House and Senate. I thought I heard someone say, we deserve the leaders we get. Now, if that's the case, we are truly fucked and don't deserve to live with the aspirations set forth in the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, and Bill of Rights. I worry for my children and our future. There's a virus loose in this country, and I'm not talking about fucking COVID. Thank you for listening. And that catches you up with what's going on. Now, for those who never get to visit the Capitol, this will be the last new rant I read. I'm sure many of you wished you'd written this. It's an open letter to 5 of my 16 cousins. You know who you are. I've just had it. Had it with the lot of you mouth-breathing, internet research-doing smug cousins who think your 30 minutes on the internet lets you speak confidently about things the best scientists in the world still find unanswerable and daunting. Shut the fuck up! I agree that we need to be more self-reliant, and we should try to figure out things for ourselves. But those things are like whether I can swap Splenda for sugar in a cookie recipe, not how spike proteins replicate in the human body, for fuck's sake. Face it, Ralph. Until March 2020, if you heard the word protein, you immediately thought, I'm kind of hungry for a cheese stick. Stop talking about the fucking spike proteins. You sound stupid. And Kevin, you might not have a formal education, but you've done a killer job with that farm. And I respect your practical knowledge of how plants grow. This does not make you a virologist, however. And hearing you talk about ivermectin makes me want to strangle you. Imagine we were all out in the field looking at your soybeans, and I said, hey, Kev, you know that nitrogen fertilizer you've been using? Instead, you really ought to try vomit. Oh, that's exactly how stupid you sound to me. Karen, Jesus may forget your sins, but I still remember when you paid other kids to write your college paper, so just shut the fuck up already. I'm mostly glad you lived through COVID. But it wasn't because your congregation prayed hard enough. It was because a doctor gave you expensive monoclonal antibodies. Be sure and thank Jesus for the doctors that did that. I almost didn't include you on the list, Caroline, because you're really just a second cousin. Because you're a little weak and gullible. You're also not even 50 and look like your mother's twin. Please, please just get vaccinated. For the love of God, drop a dime for a good haircut. Finally, to Mike, if the New York Times, that commie paper, wanted to do another tired story on America's forgotten man, you'd be emailing selfies stat, wouldn't you? I'm actually in awe that you built a whole brand about being a victim of anything from foreign car manufacturers to school teachers to black guys became president. But I need a favor now. Get the jab and give us a short, much-needed break from your constant mewling about not having the life you had dreamed. I promise, as soon as we get through this, you can go right back to blaming the coastal elites for the time your sport boat got repossessed. Deal? Wow. That was just terrific. Those were quite nice. I really enjoyed reading those. And once again, thank you for sending them in. And I hope that helped clear out some chakras. Yes, but that isn't really what this is about. I'm not, certainly don't consider myself to be a healer. But who knows? Could be my, you know, after, you know, I reach the mid-70s, that could be the next thing. Come see Lewis for a quick chakra healing. We're just going to clear that one of the two of those chakras out. Come back next week.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Coming to you live tonight from the Empire Theater in spectacular San Antonio, Texas. I've said this before, I'll say it again. San Antonio, if you've not been here, this is a great city to visit. The only tip I'll give you, there's a thing called the Riverwalk. If you're going to walk down the Riverwalk, two margaritas at best. Okay, just at best. If you're gonna have more than that, get the fuck and walk on the street. Okay? Because really, this is a lovely town, and they don't need to be fishing your big white ass out of the. But I really do. I think it's historically, it's an extraordinary city. Diversity-wise, it's a great city. Greg Popovich is a great fucking coach. I'm drinking water. This is for the folks at home, and they're all over the world, and they wondered what you said. He asked me because they're very... The one thing about the town of San Antonio, every time you turn around, someone has a question for you. And for those of you at home, I'm drinking water. I wish... Oh, boy, I'm going to be guzzling tonight.
We had a
great time here this evening and some fireworks, and then we actually heard what I thought were fireworks, but it was just a giant puppet walking down the street. So we'll get on with this. This is from Sean Stoner. Why does the media insist on telling me everything Kanye West and Elon Musk say and do? The same reason that the media does all the bullshit that they do, okay? It's the same fucking shit. It's whatever they think gets them eyeballs. So Kanye West, basically we have to watch him say stuff about Jews that is like off the charts, and then we have to go, and then you have to watch guys going, well, he said these things, and how come people aren't responding? And then people do respond, and then they start arguing, well, how come when he was talking about black people, no one said anything then, but now with the Jew, the fuck, and then just go on, and they create these fucking things that they do. And Elon Musk, look, it's like, it's almost as if Elon Musk, and you hate to say this, but I'm gonna, if they found an animal in the woods somewhere that was the most fucked up, crazy animal ever that, like, could eat wood and build and shit houses, that would be on TV too. The reason I believe people don't like Elon Musk has something to do with the fact that nobody I know has ever said, "Ooh boy, I love the smell of musk." There also is the fact too that they can't. This fucking election cycle, did you watch the way first it was, oh, the Republicans are going to smash the fucking Democrats, are going to hand them their fucking heads, and then, oh, the Democrats came back. I don't know, now they're leading. Holy shit. They can. And then it was, oh, no, the Republicans. And then it go back and forth every fucking day. Every fucking day. They turned it into some sort of a fucking battle. They turned it into a fight. They turned it into a football game. It's not. And they created something that doesn't exist. And they continue to do that. And they're doing that with Kanye, and they'll do it with Elon Musk. And until we get back to some sense of fucking news, we're just fucked. That's the basic deal.
Erica Sutherland, fuck Greg Abbott. But they don't seem to like him. They didn't like him in Dallas, and they weren't happy in Austin either. And some of this stuff I couldn't even read. I was like, holy fuck, even I wouldn't say that. About anybody, like, holy God. Fuck Greg Abbott and make him carry that shit to term. Kim Traxinger had this to say. This Sunday, remember to set your clocks back 1 hour. And then on Tuesday, try not to set them back 50 years. Tiffany Schroeder, this is, I'm a 30-year-old fucking a 42-year-old. Almost fucked a 31-year-old virgin here in San Antonio, but he couldn't rise to the occasion. I have to say, I was thinking when I was reading this initially, what would the reaction be? And that kind of, whatever that fucking sound was, didn't even enter my head. I'm here with my seatmate, who is a 48-year-old divorcee, worried her pussy is dusty. I mean, it's a metaphor. It's not really dusty. Some of you are taking this shit way too literally. Now you're looking around, who's dusty? Who's got a dusty pussy? It's dusty because men have to put their dick somewhere and she's not ready. Not to mention, we live in fucking Texas, so there's that. Yeah, okay, continue to make those sounds. It's really great. This is why I read this stuff. I will now, the words dusty pussy will follow me. It's going to be my next pilot. Sean Hersey said there's no reason for all these people to drive massive fucking pickup trucks in the city. All you do is take up unnecessary space. You're not all contractors and farmers. If you drive a truck in the city, you should have to pay extra to park. Why should I pay the same for a car half the size that doesn't pollute? Well, Sean, good luck with that. This is Alex Sobrino. Fuck Nazis. Suck my dick, you pussies. Wow, you lost. Get over it, snowflakes. Wow. Yeah, I don't understand. I'm actually working. I'm kind of glad I didn't do it tonight. I'm trying to figure out, I'm being Jewish, this anti-Semitic thing that's happening. I'm like, really, we got to do this again? Really? Really? You can't stop not liking us? What the fuck do we do? Now I'm thinking that what we should do is say, yeah. Oh, yeah, we did that, then we did this, then we did that. We did everything. We fucking rule the world, you fucking idiots. Jesus. Yeah. I don't know, but eventually I'll figure it out. This is from Jason Garcia. In the Hispanic culture, 59 of us live in an 800-square-foot home. If his last name wasn't Garcia, I wouldn't be reading this. Home, tía, tíos, and abuelos. We have 5 cars and 3 work. How do we decide between the plug for the electric car and the quinceanera curling iron? I was hoping I pronounced quinceanera right. This is from Ian McFarlane. Hi, Lewis. Can't wait to see the show. Quick question. One of my dear friends got suckered in by this QAnon horseshit, and it's pretty much all he can talk about. What are your thoughts on that and other conspiracy stuff lately? Then I'm going to read you the next one, which came in, and I'm just using this because it came in a while ago. Hi, Lewis. I'm back with the latest QAnon conspiracy. I hope you'll read this in case it might shock some people into awareness. Background, according to QAnon, the world was supposed to end yesterday. And this is from September 24th, 2022. And we were supposed to go into 10 days of darkness. How both could happen at the same time is a mystery. Dear QAnoners, what happened to the world ending yesterday? It's the day after your assertion. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day. There aren't any lizard people. That one was crazy, even for you. There's no baby face eating going on. Please get professional help. And JFK and JFK Jr. are still dead. Again, get professional help. This is yet another of the long, long line of predictions you've made, of which not one has ever come true, and they never will. You might consider coming back to the real world. It's where you live, after all, and now you just look like people in desperate need of professional mental help. Love, all sane people everywhere. That was from Mara McGuire. You probably know, because you live down in the state, but that the QAnoners went out. We drove by it the other day. We drove, as we were leaving Dallas, we drove by the grassy knoll. Reminded me of the fact that the QAnon, they came to Dealey Plaza, and they waited there because they were going to meet JFK Jr., and he was going to come back, and then he would be joined by the former president, Donald Trump, and the two of them were going to travel together to Washington and kick the ghost of Christmas past out of office. They were there. There were a whole group of QAnoners there. There, right there. And all we needed to do was find a net. And seriously, Ian, your friend is crazy. Your friend is crazy. I know it's hard to realize he's crazy. There's no kind of empathy. You just have to tell him you have to get professional help. You're living in an alternative reality. And you say, I know this because I once took LSD. And that's it. That's what I have for you this evening. I'll leave you with this, because this guy really went through a whole lot of stuff about being in the middle. I'm in the middle, and I'm fucking angry, and I'm fucking pissed, and I'm in the middle. I've been driven to the middle, and so I thought I'd read. He goes through everything, but he ends with, I could go on to almost every fucking issue we have, but we're arguing over in our country, the 2020 election, to right-wing dickheads. Look, Biden fucking won. Shut the fuck up. To left-wing dipshits, the Electoral College, not the popular vote, decides elections. Shut the fuck up and show how fucked up and idiotic we have become. But my final message is to both sides, to fucking extremist assholes on both ends of the spectrum, which is where the fucking problem is, actually. Our country was set up on the premise that the opposition is re-fucking-quired in order to govern, and that elimination of one side or the other will result in total fucking tyranny. See Russia, China, Nazi Germany, the Empire in Star Wars. Compromise is fucking required. And what makes our country great and strong? Sometimes, in fact, many times, the other motherfucker's idea is better than your stupid fucking idea. Read the fucking Constitution and a history book and shut the fuck up. Thank you, Jim Jacobson. Thank you all for coming out this evening. That was a terrific night. It was a pleasure spending time with you. We'll be in Marietta, Durham, and Charlotte next week. And it's been a privilege and a pleasure to perform for you. Take care of each other. Good night, San Antonio. Thanks to all of you for listening to my rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy.
or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me. Aha, Lewis Black. Our live rant audio was produced by James Salton. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brewer. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly for the Laugh Button Podcast.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.